Brains 101 with Professor Peters.
This is my second follow-up report on the NetAtmo weather station. The initial review was conducted in episode 465, and I did a follow-up to that in episode 512. So this is a follow-up to the follow-up to the initial review. The NetAtmo weather station, comprised of the indoor and outdoor module, has been in operation at my location since December of 2014. I have to give the outdoor module high marks for its ability to weather the weather. That is to say, it is made of durable material and has not shown any appreciable signs of deterioration. Even some of the toughest plastics seem to take a beating exposed to the elements throughout the year. I will say, though, that the outdoor module was situated to keep it out of direct sunlight, but the exterior metal, as well as the plastic interior, have done well. I know this because I had occasion to change the two AAA batteries on the outdoor module for the first time. So my initial skepticism on those batteries powering the unit for a year has been completely wiped out since the batteries actually lasted over 2 years. As with any battery-powered equipment, I'm sure your mileage may vary. And I have even better news. NetAtmo now offers a full complement of weather measuring devices with the addition of the rain gauge and a wind sensor measuring direction and speed. Purchasing all the elements at one time will get you a discount too. The whole station now runs $308 with free shipping. I have both of these additional elements, but my location on a heavily wooded lot has kept me from getting them all sighted properly yet. Since the average run-of-the-mill weather enthusiast is going to want to have a full station, I would really encourage the NetAtmo folks to consider an option to get all the elements in one package, perhaps with some discount, say $299 for the whole enchilada, along with free shipping, of course. Besides the durability of the equipment, everything is very easy to set up, so you'll be measuring weather elements in no time. There is no doubt from my experience with this equipment that it would make an excellent weather station for any weather enthusiast. If you have a weather question, you can drop a line to question@weatherbrains.com.